You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom and legislative leaders announced emergency actions to curb gun violence. Here are the edited remarks of Governor Newsom.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you to all the remarkable leaders that are assembled here. I really don't have any comments that I can share that haven't been shared after every senseless act of violence. I have nothing that I can add that hasn't been added to the conversation, just reflecting on what happened a little over a week ago in Buffalo, or what happened in Boulder, or what happened in Aurora, or what happened in Midland, or Vegas, or Orlando, or any more words that can complement the words that were said after San Bernardino, or Sandy Hook, or Sutherland, or any words that can be added, the words that were said after Poway and Parkland. You know, that's just a short list of these moments that tragically we've all shared together, contemporary moments we've shared together. There's no words that I can add that would add any insight or empathy or, frankly, any deeper understanding of the world we're living in. And so we're here not to add to the rhetoric, but to advance our resolve. And that's why I'm really proud of the leaders you see in this room. And it's not surprising, because in the long line of leadership that demonstrably has been advanced out of the state of California for decades, the modern American gun rights, or rather gun control policies to restrict guns in this country and their proliferation emanates from the state of California in the late 1960s. Irony not lost on any of us, led by then Governor Ronald Reagan, for a perverse series of reasons we don't even need to discuss now. May 2nd, 1967, marked a particular moment of consciousness for many of the wrong reasons around gun safety, but led in many ways to the modern gun safety movement. Advanced over and over again through a series of tragedies, some more notable than others. Stockton, the loss of five young children in 1989, that led to more forceful efforts to address the issue of assault weapons and a ban that was advanced here in the state of California. A few years later, you may recall at 101 California, nine folks lost their lives. That led then to efforts by our Senator Dianne Feinstein, to advance at the federal level an assault weapons ban in 1994. With a series of tragedies and incidents, the state has stepped up and stepped in, not just rhetorically, not through words, but through action. And that's what we're doing again here today. We're going to control the controllables, the things that we have control of. California leads this national conversation. When California moves, other states move in the same direction. For all of those, for so many of us, that are feeling deep anxiety and fear, I hope you look to this state for leadership, for demonstrable leadership. Leadership that's proven, by the way, results in this space. Those states, like California, that have the most progressive policies in restricting the abuse and proliferation of guns, have consistently outperformed other states in terms of gun murder rates and gun death rates. I wasn't even going to bring him up, but Governor Abbott just name-checked the state of California. I would caution him from doing that, particularly, and you just go to the CDC website and look at that gun murder rate in 2020, that was 67% higher than the state of California in 2020. Just reflect on the seven laws that he celebrated last year, 25 just in the last few decades that have been rolled back, common sense that's been rolled back just in the state of Texas alone as it relates to common sense gun laws. It's not a surprise in many respects what's going on. So we're here resolved, focused, energetically on moving well over a dozen bills forward, getting them to my desk where I will enthusiastically be signing these bills by the end of next month. This state's leaning in, we're leaning forward. And I want folks to know, if you're feeling that anxiety, stress, and fear, I hope you'll consider California as an antidote of sorts to all of the above. And I couldn't, again, be more proud of working with all these extraordinary leaders that are assembled here today. And it's not a surprise to me. We had a conversation, our staffs, late last night, and here we are just hours later this morning, and so many others that are assembled here today. We mean business. We are resolved in this fight. We're not giving up. We're not giving in to the cynicism. We're going to turn this around. We are resilient, not only as a state, as a nation. We will get through this period of time. Do not lose hope. Do not give up. And do not give in to the cynicism and all the crap that you heard in that press conference around evil and mental health that completely belies the fact that there's only one nation on planet Earth that separates itself from all other nations, and that's the United States of America. And the perversion of a Second Amendment that begins around well-regulated gun policy. We've completely lost our senses and lost touch with that reality. And we need to change that reality, and we have that capacity to do so. And the actions that we will be advancing in the state, we hope, will be meaningful in advancing that cause. So thank you all very, very much.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you.